3172.
SMS Karima
on 31702.
You are listening to the Karima Brown Show. This is, of course, 702. Now, today, the African National Congress's chairperson, Mr. Gwede Mantashe, has called on former Public Enterprises Minister Barbara Hogan to withdraw the claim that the governing party's Deputy Secretary General, Ms. Jessie Duarte, was involved in state capture. Mr. Mantashe was testifying at the Zondo Commission of Inquiry this afternoon on behalf of the African National Congress. He also told the Commission that the Gupta-owned Oak Bay Company wanted the party to put pressure on banks that closed their accounts with the family business to reopen them, and that the ANC didn't just wake up one day and call for a meeting with the banks that closed the accounts of the Gupta businesses. Well, to put some of Mr. Mantashe's testimony into perspective and to look at the political implications for the governing party, I'm joined on the line by Professor André Duvenage, who is, of course, a political analyst at Northwest University. Professor Duvenage, good evening. Welcome to the program. Hi, Professor, are you with us? We don't have the professor with us at the moment. We're going to try and get a hold of him. But in the meantime, let's take a listen to the clip where Mr. Mantashe speak about how the African National Congress have dealt with state capture.
State capture, we dealt with it at a political level in the ANC. But you will see that in the way that Minister dealt with issues. One of the responsibilities we had in the inside office as the secretariat was to always note when there's departure from ANC policies. When there was departure from ANC policies, then we were forced to interrogate the reason and underlying causes for that departure from ANC policies. And many major debates that will be submitted here by many individual people who are directly involved will indicate on areas of departure from ANC policy.
That is, of course, Mr. Gwede Mantashe, who today is the national chairperson of the organization, but at the time, of course, was the secretary of the organization. I understand Professor Duvenage is now back on the line with us. Good evening, Professor Duvenage. I hope you heard that clip of Mr. Mantashe. Welcome to the Karima Brown Show.
Good evening, Karima. Unfortunately, I didn't hear it, but maybe you can just reconstruct the main content.
In fact, I'm going to replay it because it's actually quite an important issue. So I'm going to ask my producer to replay it for you. Let's take a listen again to what Mr. Mantashe had to say about how the party dealt with state capture.
State capture, we dealt with it at a political level in the ANC. But you will see that in the way that Minister dealt with issues, one of the responsibilities we had in the inside office as the secretariat was to always note when there's departure from ANC policies. When there was departure from ANC policies, then we were forced to interrogate the reason and underlying causes for that departure from ANC policies. And many major debates that will be submitted here by many individual people who are directly involved will indicate on areas of departure from ANC policy.
Now, Mr. Mantashe, of course, saying that his role essentially was to speak to the position of the organization and departure. But in his testimony, he also, of course, wanted certain ANC members to withdraw allegations made against fellow comrades in the case of Ms. Hogan. We'll come to that later. But Professor Duvenage, did Mr. Mantashe, in your view, succeed today in the quest of the African National Congress that keeps on saying that the Commission of Inquiry is not the ANC on trial? Did he succeed when he appeared before the Commission to do that?
Well, he didn't convince me in terms of what he said. It's not a question of policy. It's a question of misconduct of certain individuals and especially leadership within the context of the ANC. And to the extent that Mr. Zuma is implicated, we are talking about the top leadership within the ANC. So I cannot see that the ANC is not implicated. In a way, I think they are implicated. And I think if we listen to all the different interviews, we will find that either leadership within the ANC or leadership in government, in some ways deployed by the ANC, is implicated. And I cannot see that the ANC easily can argue that they are not responsible for this form of misconduct.
Okay, let's take a listen to Mr. Mantashe taking issue particularly with Barbara Hogan's allegations. And he, of course, said that she must be given an opportunity to either prove these allegations or rescind them.
I intend to deal with Comrade Hogan's remarks about the ANC's Polokwane conference and an allegation that I demanded that Mr. Godsell should not be retained as chairperson of Eskom board. In her oral evidence, which was not part of her written submission, Comrade Hogan alleged that Comrade Jesse Duarte, the Deputy Secretary General, and the senior leader of the ANC was part of state capture and that Comrade Ahmed Katrada was poorly treated. Comrade Hogan should be given an opportunity to withdraw or substantiate these allegations.
Now, of course, the issue of Ms. Jessie Duarte. Ms. Duarte is already quoted on record saying that her son-in-law should not have gone to the Treasury. And we know, of course, he was one of the advisors that rocked up at the Treasury with Mr. Des van Rooyen. What do you think Mr. Mantashe is trying to achieve when Ms. Duarte has already conceded that her son-in-law was, in fact, part of an effort to capture the Treasury?
Well, I think Mr. Mantashe at the moment is only betting for the ANC and try to see how he can safeguard the organization in this difficult environment. Because we must take into consideration that state capture, to a certain extent, is an investigation of the ANC in government against members related to the ANC or previously in leadership of the ANC. So I cannot see how you can just not implicate the organization. And I think Jesse Duarte's recognition is a clear indication of the extent of the problem. And I believe at the moment we are only looking at the tip of the iceberg. And I must tell you that the ANC is deeply involved in this form of misconduct, and they need to act in a very drastic way if they would like to return to the so-called moral high ground of politics.
Let's take a listen quickly, Professor Duvenage, to Mr. Mantashe speaking about the fact that the president of the organization will also come to the commission.
The ANC President, Comrade Cyril Ramaphosa, will respond to a broad set of issues relating to the ANC which arose in evidence before the Commission and will explain what action the ANC took and why it omitted to intervene in circumstances when it should and could have done so. To assist the work of the Commission, the ANC calls on all its members who may have information on the under-mentioned terms of reference of the Commission to come forward with such information. Whether, to what extent, and by whom attempts were made to influence members of the National Executive, including deputy ministers, office bearers, and or functionaries employed by any state institution, organ of state, or directors of the boards of the state-owned entities.
That is, of course, Mr. Mantashe laying out what President Ramaphosa is going to respond to. Professor Duvenage, you said you were not convinced today by Mr. Mantashe. What is it that Mr. Ramaphosa will have to tell this commission that is going to resonate with citizens in this country that the ANC didn't just quietly look the other way while Mr. Zuma and his cohorts, both in the cabinet and the Guptas, were busy building a you know, a state within a state and stealing essentially the South African economy, hollowing out institutions and leaving them completely hopeless?
Well, I think that is the big challenge for Mr. Ramaphosa. Mr. Ramaphosa must deal with his opponents in a way through the commission, and then secondly, he must still keep the so-called moral high ground of politics. And this is a bit of a catch-22, and we have already seen some allegations going his way in terms of the 500,000 rand and so on, and my understanding is that this was leaked from the security environment. Mm-hmm. So I think his position is a very difficult position. The only thing he can do is to explain his position and why he couldn't act in terms of whatever he should do in that context. And I think his position is very difficult. And I can only hope that he can explain it in such a way that he is not directly or indirectly implicated. Because if that is the case, it's going to be difficult for him to fight the election in terms of the moral high ground.
Professor André Duvenage, thank you very much. That is a political analyst at the University of the Northwest.